This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of course, the lunatic who used what some people would call science to predict massive deaths all over the world that led to the lockdowns in the UK, the US, France, Germany, etc., etc. Some of you probably know by now that he's been caught up in a sex scandal as of yesterday. Poor man. And he resigned his government position. But, of course, we don't know whether or not he's resigned his university position as a computer modeler. He models the deaths. Here's where they are. This is how many. He predicted 500,000 in the UK, 2 million in America, unless everybody locked down. And so Fauci, CDC, World Health Organization climbed on board. Trump caved in and listened, didn't ask serious questions. Let's get it straight once and for all and stop making excuses for the President of the United States. Did not ask questions, did not read, did not think. Simply went along with the show at the beginning instead of saying, who is this guy who says 2 million people will die unless we lock down the country? What is his track record? You would have asked that. I would have asked that. I mean, right? Isn't that right? Wouldn't that have been the case? And the parade of idiots behind Trump, Burks, Fauci, Redfield, etc., etc. Who is going to have confidence in these people? Who? Pence? Are you serious? I mean, it just drives you to distraction to think about this. Boris Johnson in the UK? What does he do? Oh, Neil Ferguson? He's a computer genius, right? He says that 500,000 people are going to die in the UK unless we lock it down right away, right? Isn't that the case? Well, I guess we better do it then. Boris, don't be a schmuck. Too late. Boris could have said, just like Trump could have said, who is this guy, Neil Ferguson? What is his track record? What has he done? Would I buy a used car from this man? A light bulb? A box of matches? Anything? What do we know about him? Fauci? Apparently not. Because if Trump had asked Fauci, or if Boris Johnson had asked any number of people, or Merkel, or Macron, we would have seen a completely different outcome. This is what you have to understand. We would have seen a completely different outcome. No lockdowns. No lockdowns. Instead, it would have been, well, just like Fauci said in February, it's like a serious season of the flu, and that's about it. We get through it. We always do. Back to work, here we go. But instead, this little potato head, Fauci, who pretends to be a scientist, who pretends to be a manager, who pretends to be a supervisor, said, Mr. President, 2 million deaths are on your head unless you lock down the country. We'll be back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders until they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Something very exciting and positive has happened. The people of the United States, the people of the UK, the people of Europe and Asia, as well as Latin America, began to go to local hospitals when they heard that they were all overwhelmed with death and body bags, and then to show that local media was staging events, was staging photo shoots with actors and people dressed up in hazmat suits. A few months ago, when we were first exposing that, the media attacked us and said we were fake news. But then more and more citizens went out and documented it for themselves. When they would see a local press conference saying, we're here, there's lines around the block, there's, you know, body bags everywhere, people would drive, sometimes in a few minutes, and get there and show that it was almost completely empty and was a hoax. Project Veritas has now gotten insiders to come out. It's breaking today. And show how CBS staged one of these events. This is smoking gun information. Also, U.S. Intel has come out and said that China has been caught hyping this and working with mainstream media and funding it. And they're afraid that they're going to try to break into the databases and inflate COVID numbers so we never reopen. It's now confirmed. This has been a CHICOM, deep state, NIH, WHO operation to bring in panic, world government, and economic collapse to bring the first world into submission and to starve and depopulate the third world. So here is some of the highlights of this incredible Project Veritas report, and I'll be back with some final words.
You're telling me you're 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news. They faked the reality and broadcasted that to all of their audience last Friday on CBS This Morning.
100% absolutely.
Only six states have reported more cases than Michigan, but fewer than 2% of its people have been tested for the virus. In our series on the state of coronavirus testing, Adriana Diaz shows how Michigan is trying to improve a system that has failed some of its people.
But the governor says testing above all else will help determine when to fully reopen.
Apparently, the news crew wanted more people in the line. Because they knew it was
special. Well, we knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do fake patients.
Did she tell you guys, like, hey, you're not actually getting tested?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Well, she's in the gate of DC. Her being new is because they were right there.
That's crazy. Well, I didn't see you guys do the swab at all. I just saw you talking with them. And then I was talking with the other girl.
There were a couple of real patients. It made it worse.
And that was the one that was busy.
It's my guess.
Is this the fake line?
Yes. Yep. That's it.
So the people in the cars are not patients?
Majority of them. I do know from talking with the testers that one or two of them were real patients, which added to their frustration because this line sat there for a while so they could organize the shot.
So they've made a line of cars with medical personnel on the cars as opposed to patients?
Correct.
And the viewer does not know that?
Correct. you shouldn't be afraid to say the truth, because in the end, you know, truth always wins.
As horrifying as this report is, the good news is grassroots journalists were the first to begin exposing this more than 2 months ago, and it shows the power of we the people. And I have friends and I have family that really thought COVID-19 was the end of the world and who really bought into the hype. But now they're seeing the numbers, and now they're seeing the medical doctors come out and expose the fact that it's not even as bad as the flu. And people are really beginning to understand what a monstrous Bill and Melinda Gates financed hoax this has all been. But they're blocking Project Veritas on YouTube. They're blocking all of our videos on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. That's why this is posted at ban.video. And when you get excited and when you promote these banned videos, like the doctors that came out and exposed it as a hoax a few weeks ago that YouTube banned, we mirrored it and it got over 1 million views at ban.video. So the next part of this equation is you taking action and sharing this video on your email, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube, and by word of mouth. Don't let these criminals continue to operate like this. They think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. They think we're weak. They think they can override us and tell these incredible lies and stage these events. But they're not going to be able to do it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, they are taking all the normal deaths of heart attacks, cancer, pneumonia, and putting it in the column of COVID-19 to jack up the numbers because they want to be able to have this lockdown so President Trump and President Bolsonaro and others lose to repudiate nationalism. They admitted they wanted a global depression to stop Donald Trump, and now they're close to doing it. But not close enough, because we the people are taking action. So spread this video now like you never have before. And I salute you, and I thank you.
All right, John Rappaport back here. So why would they fake reality? Because they don't have the number. Because they don't have reality. I mean, that's why you fake it when you don't have it. If you don't have it, you need to fake it. This is what I've been saying and writing for the past 3 months, day and night, day and night, day and night. Why do you think it's the 80-year-olds and the 70-year-olds and the 95-year-olds they're saying, oh, yeah, it was a COVID death, a COVID death, a COVID death. Yeah, he fell off a cliff, and on the way down, we tested him, and he was positive, so he's a COVID death. Because they don't have the numbers. Because it doesn't add up. Because it doesn't make sense. They've been doing this with flu and pneumonia for decades. CDC putting flu and pneumonia in the same category in the year 2001, as was exposed in the BMJ, British Medical Journal Online. If you took down the number of actual flu deaths in the U.S. that you could confirm by finding the virus with a test, you got 18. Not 36,000. Friggin' 18. Oh, he couldn't be right. That's ridiculous. That would never happen. Yeah, well, you've been fooled again. That's all I can say. You've been fooled again. All these numbers are concocted. Flu numbers. COVID numbers. Why? Because they don't have enough numbers that they can blame on a virus. Because if they can blame it on a virus, they can tell you you've got to have a vaccine. Get it? And so this is what this guy, Neil Ferguson, was there for at the Imperial College of London. Tens of millions of dollars go into the institute from Bill Gates, that is Ferguson's institute. And he is a computer modeler that makes the dire predictions that this psychopath that you're looking at on the screen, Bill Gates, can now use to say, we have to shoot everybody up on the planet with a COVID vaccine before we can end the lockdowns. I mean, wow. That's very much, in fact, it's exactly like saying, we have to destroy the village in order to save. Remember that one? We have to destroy the village in order to save it. That's what these psychopaths and sociopaths like Gates believe. We have to start over. Humanity is flawed, but we're the engineers. We can create a perfect technocracy with wall-to-wall surveillance to the Chinese model, as Alex was talking about, and we can impose that on the entire world. But in order to do that, we have to destroy what we've got in front of us. So in the succeeding segment, I will go chapter and verse on Neil Ferguson's past failed predictions, where if people were paying attention, anybody, doesn't have to be Trump, Fauci, Boris Johnson, anybody in any public health status as a bureaucrat who's paying attention to what Ferguson has predicted in the past, they would say, well, at best, this guy should be modeling the number of cockroaches in motel rooms. That's it. And that's it for the moment. But stay, because you're going to want to hear this. We'll be back after the break.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
John Rappaport back, sitting here looking at the track record of Neil Ferguson, which I'm going to go into now. But this is why it's important for you to know this. Because it's how you've been tricked, scammed, lied to, cheated, etc. Bill Gates. His money goes to the Institute at Imperial College in London. That institute is run by Neil Ferguson, a scientist, computer modeler. Neil Ferguson comes up with a computer model saying huge numbers of deaths in the UK and US and by implication everywhere else unless we lock down. Prediction. Neil Ferguson has a direct line into the World Health Organization, which of course is also heavily funded and basically owned by Bill Gates. So Ferguson tells the CDC, World Health Organization, here's what's going to happen. Here's the horror story. He's talking for Bill Gates, basically, because he's funded by Bill Gates. And he's giving the justification and the rationale for a COVID vaccine worldwide, which is the plan, the Bill Gates plan. Horrible number of deaths unless we lock down. Can't end lockdown until vaccine. Got it? CDC, World Health Organization, go to governments like the UK, like US, France, Germany, et cetera, and say, okay, if you don't want millions of deaths on your head, you got to lock down the country. Got to lock down the country. And excuse me for suggesting that political and mathematical idiots run these countries, but they do, because they don't ask questions, because they don't say what you or I would say. Who's the modeler? Who made the predictions? What's his track record? Why should I just take your word for it and lock down an entire country and bring the economy to a standstill because you are standing in front of me in my office and claiming that millions of people are going to die? But no, they don't do that. They just say, well, okay, I guess that's what we have to do. Morons, idiots. Okay, here's the man's track record. 2001, Ferguson, in a computer model, predicted 150,000 people could die from mad cow disease in the UK, causing the destruction of 6 million animals in the UK. Think about that. 6 million. And according to official stats, anyway, in the end, 150,000 people that died, 200 people died. 6 million animals. Are you ready to wake up tomorrow and say, hey, let's kill 6 million cows and sheep? That was 2001. Now, Big E came in 2005 with bird flu when Ferguson predicted, get this, 200 million people could die, right? The official real number when it was over in the low hundreds. That's this guy's track record. Now, pay attention. Don't go to sleep. Don't cop out on me. Listen. This bird flu model was the same basic computer structure model that Ferguson used in 2020 to predict COVID deaths. He said 200 million could die from bird flu in 2005, and the final official count was in the low hundreds. Then in 2009, swine flu predicted 65,000 people could die in the UK, and the final figure was below 500. Got it? This is the a-hole, the criminal scientist, who is praised to the skies, genius and whatever, that all these governments are following. He's funded by Bill Gates. Bill Gates wants the lockdown. Ferguson provides the rationale for the lockdown. The countries are locked down. Economies are destroyed. People become robots walking down the street in masks and gloves like idiots everywhere. And the whole thing is a fake. I said it was a fake from the beginning. I said the whole point was the vaccine from the beginning. I said everything else was a fake. I've said they were all fakes since 1987. I've investigated fake epidemics for 30 years. Eventually, people come around when they see the devastation, the economic devastation that is being wrought in the name of a virus. And they begin to ask questions because they have to. Because they have to. Because they say, should I sacrifice myself on the altar of saving my next door neighbor from a virus I don't even know whether I have? I don't even know whether it exists. I don't even know how the test works or whether it's any good. Is that what you're asking me to do? To lose my job? To lose my livelihood? To go bankrupt? To sacrifice myself on the altar of insane psychopaths? Is that what you want from me? I don't think so. I just have a sneaky feeling it's probably not the right thing to do. You know what I mean, listeners, viewers? You get where I'm going with this? It's probably not the right thing to do to say, well, gee, if you want me to sacrifice myself for all of that, I guess maybe I will. Okay, sure, whatever. I'll become a robot, a pod person, if that's what you want. You know those ads, I won't name the company, that show somebody like jumping into a pit of fire because supposedly the rain is going to come through a ceremony by which, you know, they keep sacrificing people, and the rain doesn't show up, and the idiots keep sacrificing people? That's what I mean when I say fake. That's what I mean when I say fake. It was fake from the beginning. It was fake in Wuhan. It was fake in Italy. It was fake in other Chinese cities. The whole thing was based on a fake. And I'll go into it as we wind down on this segment as to how the whole thing was faked from the beginning and why that was, if you were a criminal sociopath, the best way to do this by fake. There it is. Rather than by an actual virus. Fake is...
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
John Rappaport back here. So before I get into more of the fakery, let's just get another thing straight here, just between us. Why do we need to obey people who say we must obey? Isn't that always a question? In other words, when you look at people like Bill Gates and Fauci and so forth, you say, well, who appointed them God? Such that if they say we have to stay home, we can't do business, we can't open up businesses, we can't walk out on the street and live our lives, then we have to go along with that. We just simply do. No, we don't. No, we don't. Why? Well, because if we tell you to commit economic suicide, you just have to do it in the service of a greater cause. No, we don't. No, absolutely not. So there's the level of protests, and we see more and more protests across the country. Yes. But there's also the level of people opening up their lives again, individually, companies reopening, people saying, I got to do business or I'm going to die. There's a certain level of economic activity called making a living. Have you bastards ever heard of that before? You whose paychecks are secure, who are living out in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., have security, etc., etc. Yes, I can work at home. It's a bit of a sacrifice, but, you know, we'll all get through this together. Really? Really? These are the people that we're going to go down in history as having obeyed? No. So there's a level of protest, but then there's also the level of just opening up life. Got to go get stuff. Got to do business. People are going to do it. They are doing it. They should do it. Oh, but what about the fear of the virus, the fear of the virus, the fear of the virus? No, it's the fear of having an opinion that runs contrary to what you're supposed to believe. It's the state religion that's preaching to you night and day saying, we're the ones who have the answers and you have to pray to us and get down on your friggin' knees and in abject worship of what we say. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, we don't. No, we're not all in this together. The robots are, but we're not the robots. Do business. Open up life. Bring back life. Don't listen to what self-appointed authorities tell you you have to believe. That used to be a cornerstone of education. That supposedly used to be a cornerstone of the press. Now the press are the pod people that just go along. Okay. So I've been, I guess you could say, questioned because, oh, maybe as a reporter I've gone too far because I've said, well, convince me that they ever discovered a new virus in the first place in Wuhan. No, that's not going too far. That's not even going far enough. But let's go there. Well, how did they discover a new virus? I don't know. So, in other words, because you don't know, it must be true that they did? Is that an equation you're happy with? I don't know. Therefore, they must have discovered a new virus? I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, I've gone into this in great detail in articles, so I'm not going to try to lay out the entire 9 yards here. I'm simply going to say that the discovery of a virus by traditional, the most reasonable methods would have involved, and you see my article up there, two vital experiments that have never been done, the use of electron microscopes in a real study. Not, oh, we got this picture here. Oh, we got that picture. No. 500 patients, 1,000 patients, 2,000 patients with proper procedure ending up with, say, 1,000 side-by-side photographs taken under electron microscope. And the question, do we see many, many particles of a virus that we've never seen before in all of these photographs from the 1,000 patients that are supposed to have this new disease? Do all the particles look the same from picture to picture to picture to picture? And are they all really viral particles that we've never seen before such that we can say there's a new virus? You show me they've done that, I'll drink the Kool-Aid. They haven't. They never will. They don't want to. They're afraid because the result is not going to show what they claim to show. That is my computer prediction. And in the absence of that, all the fumbling and bumbling and stumbling in the lab with molecular this and that and the nucleotides and the sequences and this and that and the other thing are just so much technical nonsense. And if you can't prove that you ever discovered a new virus, then what are we talking about? How are you going to test for a virus that you never really discovered? That spits out false positives like there's no tomorrow. The PCR test that registers positive, meaning you're infected because of irrelevant germs, many different possible germs that have nothing to do with the purported COVID germ, that get in and register falsely positive, and then they say, oh, I'm sorry, but you have the virus. And you must believe us because we did the test. Fakery, 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 all the way along the line. From the discovery of the virus to the fake tests to the fake case numbers based on the tests. Come on. Come on. I mean, it stands to reason that they would use a few actors in a hospital setting with hazmat suits just to pump up the fakery, given the enormous size of the actual fakery scientific from the beginning. And when you think about it, faking the whole thing is their best option because they can control the story about a virus, which is what they're selling. They're not selling a virus. They're selling a story about a virus, and that's what people have been buying. Why buy it? I mean, it occurs to me, and I'm sure it occurs to you, that there was once something called freedom in this country and liberty, and that people actually fought and died for it. Not just in this country, but in Europe for many, many centuries. Why? Because they knew that freedom was an inherent thing. Liberty was an inherent thing. They knew it. They felt it. They wanted it. And so they fought for it in every way that they could. I mean, doesn't that sound reasonable? Doesn't it sound reasonable? And doesn't it sound reasonable that when they're talking about the necessity of a lockdown in such casual terms as through the summer, into the fall, until we have a vaccine, that they're completely out of their friggin' minds? A bunch of criminal sociopaths whom we should reject in the name of freedom and liberty and instead live our lives? Doesn't that seem eminently reasonable, given our need and desire for freedom?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's John Rappaport in the final segment here at InfoWars. You think about your own freedom, your own life, how much it means to you. Think about the lives of other people who value freedom. Who would want to walk out on the street, live their lives, make a living? And then you think about the shutdown, the lockdown, as a preparation for a universal vaccine brought to you by Bill Gates as your passport out of jail. Your passport out of jail. And this is the man who, what, runs the world? I don't think so. He may think he's going to run the world. It's not going to happen. Do you seriously think that if the lockdown were extended for, let's say, the next 8 months, that people would sit still and just go for it? That they would just stay home and die in huge numbers? I don't think so. I think it's already that we're seeing the tide turning as more of us go out and live the way free people would live, because The story about the virus does not sell. It's a story meant to keep people locked down. And, of course, you can see how well it works because people are easily hypnotized. And some people want to be hypnotized, it turns out. A lot of people want to be hypnotized. They want to serve the dictator. They want to submit to the dictator. They want to lie down and kiss the dictator's feet and swear allegiance to the dictator. They want to help the dictator enforce the dictator's edicts and laws. They want to do whatever they can. And they think at the same time they're doing that, they're doing good. Some dude named Plato pointed that out a long time ago, that people always think they're doing good. Sure. I'm destroying lives on behalf of the dictator, and that's a good thing. Isn't it? Yeah. You run into those people. You get closer than 6 feet, they give you that hostile look. They're going to line right up for the shot. Can I get in front so I can get this vaccine delivered into me with synthetic genes so it alters my genetic makeup forever? I want to be the first in line to be completely changed. Completely changed. That's what people are hoping for. So desperate that they want to be changed. So if you tell them, hey, they're going to inject you with genes, it's going to alter your genetic makeup in ways that they can't even predict, and who knows how it's all going to turn out, they say, man, give it to me, I need it, because I can't stand my life the way it is now, and I'll do anything to get out of it. That's another mode. And then there's just love your master. But people who want freedom and liberty and who know what it is to get pissed off for the right reasons don't want that. They want to live their lives. Without any hindrance. Without any dictatorial restraints. Just like it said in the foundational documents. Just like that. So what we've been watching over the last, you could say 100 years, but let's say the last 40 for real, is the rise of the medical dictatorship, because that's the avenue along which the globalists and technocrats realize that they can sell the right story. That's what they're doing. They can't exactly sell the story of left versus right or anything political. They sell the guy in the green scrubs wearing the mask with the scalpel and the needle and the charts on the wall and the PCR test and the virus. They know how to sell that crap. They're experts at it. And believe me when I tell you that I've looked into their doings for the last 35 years. And I'm talking about the ones who do the basic research, the liars, the scumbags, psychopaths, the ones who sell their souls completely for the sake of position, prestige, power, some cases not even money. And that's all they're doing is selling a story. That's all they're doing. And they're looking for buyers all the time. They've been looking for buyers all the time. They've hypnotized themselves into becoming true believers in their own cause. And so they become the evil ones. The evil. I was on a show not too long ago where the host said, you know, it occurs to me that if the media had never covered this whole thing starting in Wuhan, that there would be nothing except a flu season, another flu season, whatever that is, and we would just go on with our lives, which is absolutely the truth. That's what it would have been. This whole thing is synthetic, artificial, fabricated. The building of prison bars to keep people inside. That's what it is. Edward Bernays, the father of modern propaganda, once said, it's possible to influence a million people, but impossible to change the mind of one man. What does that mean? That means that the individual and his own consciousness can resist any kind of brainwashing or thought control. Whereas people who want to be lumped in together in a group are easily hypnotizable as long as they have that group think and group consciousness, which recent generations have grown up with, thinking that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. The group, the group, the group, the group. Give me more of the group, not realizing that the globalists want to have society composed of groups, not individuals, because groups can be easily influenced and hypnotized with talk about care, concern, love. We'll all get through this together, rainbows and all that. I'm having a very tough time, I need to tell you, in the last couple of minutes here, restraining myself from using language that, I don't know, would probably get us kicked off the air. I'm not sure, but live free. Live free. That's the whole idea. They can't tell you what to do unless you buy their story. They don't have the science. They never did. This isn't about good science. It's about fake science, and it was since the beginning. The case numbers, I'm afraid, are meaningless, folks. I mean, when I say meaningless, I mean meaningless, because they're based on tests that are useless and worthless and spit out false positives like there's no tomorrow. Or they're based on no tests at all, just lying. Let's put COVID on the form because the hospital, as you saw in a previous episode here, needs more money. And if we put COVID down, we get more insurance money. So through outright lying, fakery, et cetera, the case numbers are all developed, broadcast. People spend their time poring over these case numbers and claiming this, that. They're all meaningless. I mean, it's just like garbage. You just open your garbage can and say, oh, that's where the numbers are, and shut the lid and forget about it, right? The society has been trained to obey and think that obedience is love. It's not. Never was. Never will be. Might be masochism, but it ain't love. All right. That's me for today. Sitting in for Alex, I thank you. John Rappaport, see you next time.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.